drugs to have sex with them. That was the evidence that made him believe he was guilty. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Arizona's teacher walkout enters its third day today. Now on Friday, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey sent out a tweet where he announced that he and legislative leaders have reached an agreement on a package. Arizona Teachers Association President Joe Thomas says we still need to see some details in this plan.
Well, all we've seen is a tweet and some talking points. We've not been able to see any plan or what the governor's going to do to end the teaching crisis in our state. We have 10% of our teaching positions that aren't filled by certified teachers. They leave for other states because they can get raises. And we have $1 billion that was taken from our school system when we went into the recession. We understood we had to tighten our belts, but we need to see that money back in the system now that we're out of the recession. And we had no governor, no legislature in 10 years move on that.
A new poll says the Democratic Party is losing its appeal to millennials. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Reuters Ipsos poll finds 46% of millennials now prefer Democratic candidates overall, but among voters 18 to 34, that number is down 9 points over the past 2 years, but still well above the 28% support for Republicans among that age group. A growing number of millennials do say they're undecided, willing to support a third-party candidate, or they're not interested in voting at all. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, the White House Correspondents Association says it will not apologize to Sarah Sanders for the attacks by Michelle Wolf on Saturday night at the latest Correspondents' Dinner. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Two years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the trust fund for rebuilding our infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good afternoon. The weather today, there's a slight chance of showers before 3 p.m. I don't know. It's sunny out now. I don't know if it's going to make it. Mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Northwest winds around 16 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 28 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is supposedly 20%. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy during the early evening, then gradual clearing with a low around 38. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming light west. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 77. Thank you. West winds around 6 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday night be mostly clear with a low around 51. Southwest winds 5 to 8 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81. Wow, that'll be nice. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 85. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Friday, there's a chance of showers, yada, yada. You know the deal with that. Okay, so we'll just go on from there.
Traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. This is NAMI's hour. Compliments at Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses. And as a couple people have told me over the years, at least you don't have a traffic jam going from the kitchen to the living room. And they're right. What we try to do is we try to help people who have a mental health issue, or have someone in their family may have a mental health issue, or someone they know or work with or live next door to, etc. And we do this in various ways. One of the ways we do it is we teach a 12-week course called Family to Family, and that covers medications, side effects, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And it tries to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. Everything we do is free. There's no charge. All the material, books, everything that you get in the class is all free. We also have a support group that is the third Thursday of every month, and that's held in Flemington at 52 East Main Street. It starts at 7 o'clock. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to come. Anybody can come, and as long as you have someone or you know someone or someone in your family with a mental health issue. And there's no charge for that either. Like I said, nothing we do has a charge. It's all free. If you have any questions or something you would like to know more about or inquire about, feel free to call 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24 hours a day, but we do have a woman who checks it at least twice a day, and we promise you we will get back to you as soon as possible. Today we are very privileged to have with us three teenagers. I assume you're all teenagers. You look like teenagers. But everybody to me looks like a teenager when you get to my age. But anyway, you're from Hunterdon Central. And I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself first, all right? We can start with the vice president.
Hi, my name is Aliana Whalen. I am vice president of our school's Mental Health Awareness Club, Strides Against Stigma.
Hi, I'm Jessenia Mello, or Jesse. I'm secretary of the Strides Against Stigma Club.
And I'm Alex Davies, and I'm treasurer of the Strides Against Stigma Club.
All right, and we also have
Carol DeBoer, Director and President of Safe Harbor Child Access Centers.
Okay. Well, we thank you all for taking the time to come, and I know you guys are probably missing some classes, but that doesn't break your heart too much, does it?
No, not that much.
I didn't think so. Okay. But first I want to ask about Strides Against Stigma. Okay, I know you guys, a lot of you have come to our NAMI meetings and have, you know, volunteered to help out in various ways. Just what is Strides Against Stigma? Anybody?
Okay, so basically Strides Against Stigma is a school at Hunterdon Central, it's a club at Hunterdon Central that aims to bring awareness to mental illness and advocate for mental illness. So we do a lot of fundraisers for the National Alliance of Mental Illness. We put together different literature and different ways that people can hear about our club and the things that the stigma that surrounds mental illness. So we're really just about educating and helping anybody out in our community who is suffering from a mental illness.
And is it just against mental illness or is it against any stigma?
I mean, it's directed towards mental illness and stigma that comes from that, but we also do recognize that, like, the different stigmas that people from different identities deal with, too, and how that can play into mental illness as well.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. How did it get started?
They're
flipping a coin to see who's going to talk.
Okay, so our founder isn't here right now, Megan Gutierrez, but she originally started the club out of a project she had to do for her language arts class, and it kind of stemmed from there. So Megan approached me, Jesse, and Alex and said, like, hey, this is the club I really wanted to start. Would you join it? And it started out with us just doing the NAMI walk. So every year in Mercer County, or even throughout the state of New Jersey as well, there's a
fundraiser walk.
Yeah. It's a fundraiser, walk. Yeah.
For mental illness, for the National Alliance of Mental Illness. So originally it just stemmed from us doing that one event. But after doing that, it turned into this big thing where, like, okay, we're going to start a club, we're going to raise money for this event at the end of the year, and we'll do things dispersed throughout the rest of the year. And then it just turned into fighting stigma at our school and in the community.
Okay. Should I ask you a question, Alex?
Do it.
He's ready.
How did you get involved in this and become treasurer?
Well, freshman year, I wasn't too involved in the club. I heard about it. I went to the first meeting, I think. But I attended, like, some of the meetings. And then sophomore year, I didn't really have an official position. I think it was, like, creative director or something. I helped with, like, some of the graphics and... I don't know, I really think that attending the meetings just kind of, I felt like it was a really important cause, so I decided to just join Megan and obviously Aliana and Jesse, and then we did voting and I just became the treasurer, and I'm just hoping to continue it through senior year, basically.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, though, really. You know, a lot of times young people, such as yourselves, have problems, and if there's some place where they can go to feel free to open up about their problems, I think it's awesome. It really is. And I think that, you know, I think every generation had some sort of problems, right? But I think in this day and age, they're a lot more than they used to be. And I think a lot of it stems from the pressure that's put on. Oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to get to Princeton or, you know, wherever. And, you know, when I was growing up and I was in high school, you did two things. You either went to college or you went into service. Or three, actually, you got a job. Yeah. But mainly it was go to college or go into service. So I graduated high school when I was 17. I was 16 through most of my senior year. And I got out, I went into service. Mm-hmm. You know, and because I just needed a break from school, you know. Wish I would have stayed in school, but, you know, what can I tell you? But, you know, seriously, I think that it's great that you have an organization that the kids, youth, I won't say kids, but youth, can go to or talk to and, you know, unload some of their problems. Yeah. And have people who understand, who have been there or done that or whatever, you know, which I think is awesome. You know, because I know Megan has said that she has, you know, some mental health mm-hmm. issues, and yeah. She has spoken about it. And she spoke about it on the radio the last time she was here. That's how I found out about it, you know. But, you know, I think that it's wonderful. It really is, because when you're talking to people such as yourselves, it's not like you're just talking to, you know, Joe Blow down the street. I mean, you guys have been dealing with it and are dealing with it in one way, shape, or form or another. Or you just may have somebody in your family who's dealing with it or whatever. But it's not like you're inexperienced in it, and that's what's wonderful about it.
Larry, before you go on, this is Tracy, the co-host. Jesse, did you have something you wanted to say about the reason why you joined the club?
Oh, sure.
Okay. I got the impression you did.
Yeah, so... when Megan asked me to join, I was like, okay, Megan, she's really passionate about this thing, and I wanted to go see what it was about. And so I went to the NAMI walk, and that was really fun, and it really inspired me to help people with mental illnesses, because I personally don't have a mental illness, and nobody in my family does that I know of. And I became an officer because we kind of needed officers, and we were a very right. small club. But I wanted to become secretary because I was like, oh, secretaries, they do a lot of graphs and statistics and surveys. And I was, I'm like a real nerdy person, and I love doing all that kind of stuff. But it really,
look like a nerdy person.
It really turned into this thing where I was just really passionate about helping others and providing a safe space for people to come and talk about their problems when maybe other people might not understand the things that they're going through.
And that's, you know, a lot of what we do at NAMI is the same thing. A lot of us, I have four adult children, and my youngest son is paranoid schizophrenia. But he went through he went through hell, put it that way, for 15, 16 years, and now has got his own apartment, has for the last 7 years, and has got a job for the last three, and takes his meds religiously, and, you know, he's considered a success story. But so when we talk to other people and they talk to us, it's like, okay, you know, they've been there, you know, so they know. And it's the same thing with you, you know, with you guys. And I think that's great. Before we go to what you really want to talk about today, I'm going to ask Carol. You're Safe Harbor. You got the mic there.
I do. Safe Harbor is an all-volunteer nonprofit agency right here in downtown Bloomington. And primarily what we started out, my own agency, for doing court-ordered supervised parenting time. And recently I was able to get a place on Main Street, and it's so comfy and safe and warm that I said, we've got to do more here. The court-ordered stuff is great, but we only use that evenings and weekends. And I happened to meet Megan through an entirely different avenue. She was taking a philanthropy class, and they were going to do a grant for Safe Harbor. We started talking. She came to the center, loved it, and then we had the tragedy at the high school. And I became, I got to know the mom of Allison, and the kids started coming to Safe Harbor and hanging out, and that's when this whole program, it started out as just an idea, just something we threw out there. Maybe we should have an event. And it has grown into, which I'll let the kids talk about, the youth talk about, but it has grown weekly, daily, and I can't tell you how proud I am of this young generation here in Flemington, of what they've accomplished through this.
That's awesome. Unfortunately, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mental Health Matters.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 in County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 in County.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and co-host is Tracy Ivey. And we're very privileged to have with us today...
Oh, do you want me to say
it? Go ahead. All right, I can say it. I can do it. Aliana?
Yeah.
Whalen, who's the Vice President of Strides Against Stigma. Alex Davies, who's the Treasurer. Jesse?
Mello.
Yeah. You look mellow. And you're the Secretary.
Yes.
And we also have Carol DeVore, who's Director of Safe Harbor for Children. Is that right? Okay. So you guys have something coming up that is in the process, and it will be here shortly. You want to speak to it?
Okay, so basically, I don't want to take credit for this event because Megan was definitely the one who really helped get it started. But it's called Hold On to the Light. And essentially what we want to do is just let people know in the community who may be suffering from a mental illness that as a community we are here for people. Basically, we're closing off Main Street. There's going to be student performances playing music. People are going to be saying speeches, some poetry, just talking about their experiences with mental health. And essentially all we want to do is just raise awareness to mental health as an issue and just be like, as a community, we are here and we are standing with those who have a mental health problem. I don't know if you guys want to add anything else that I'm forgetting.
We are going to have an activity during the event where it's modeled after the an exhibit in the Holocaust Museum that is sort of like walk in like their shoes or a person's shoes, where you get a story of a person who has a mental illness, like a made-up story that we're writing, and you get to see how that person's mental illness has evolved and how they figured out that they had it and how they're able to acquire medication, or maybe they're not able to. And so you really get a feel for how that person is feeling throughout their life when they realize they have a mental illness and the process after that.
And where is that going to be held at?
On Main Street.
When you do this, it's going to be at Main Street?
We're going to have separate stations all around Main Street.
Okay.
So
the main music stuff should be like at the courthouse or on the courthouse. That's the plan.
Now, since you say hold on to the light, are there any lights involved? Candles, flashlights? What is that?
So we're also doing, at the end, I forgot to mention this, we're doing a candlelight vigil for those who are either suffering from a mental illness or those who have lost their life to a mental illness, whether it be through suicide or something like that. So there's that component. I think that's really the main part, is the candlelight vigil involving the light.
What's the date and time again?
Date and time, 6 to 10, I believe, right? Okay.
On May 19th.
May 19th. That's the important part. You're not required to go. It's definitely one of those things where you can walk by and don't have to stay for the whole time, but I definitely would encourage those to stay the whole time to really get the most out of the experience.
And what date is it?
May 19th.
What day of the week
that's
is that?
Saturday.
That is a
Saturday.
It's
a Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday
yeah.
night.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. That ties in basically with what your organization does.
Yeah, 100%.
You know,
yeah.
It's just like, yeah, really, mm-hmm. you know. And
that's why, if I can just say, because they needed an adult, that's where Safe Harbor came in, and because the kids started coming after that funeral, I had opened Safe Harbor up to the community, let them know that we are a safe place where anybody can come at any time. And when the students started coming over, that's how this kept growing and growing and growing. So hence, this really is being hosted by Safe Harbor, which is a nonprofit that can host this, and the Strides Against Stigma, which they now have their own logo that they made for this event. And everything is really on the kids. They have done this. So what started out, if I can just give you a little background, what did start out as a community event where we were having local musicians perform. We now don't need any local musicians because the kids, every week, somebody else is going through a healing process or whatever, and has come forward and said, I'd like to perform. So we do have a guest performance, hopefully by Christine Martucci, who's one of our local musicians, who will come. And we have some other people who are going to help with some of the music in the background. But we have somebody, one of you, I think, isn't we have that.
Yeah.
We have some music as well as a viola,
violin,
the cello, guitar players, so all of that. So this is really where the kids, with Strides Against Stigma, got other kids involved. Just this week, I got the Interact involved. I just got a Boy Scouts involved, who will help us set up. So it's really becoming team-wide community event, which is pretty amazing. And it's all started from these guys, the Strides Against Stigma.
And now my big question, where do you park? If you're closing off Main Street, where do you park?
All those big parking lots behind that everybody forgets about. That's what's ideal is we get to do, they're going to close the roads at 5 o'clock, I was just told, because we're getting a banner across Main Street, which is what the kids wanted, and I was able to get that for them. And Main Street will be closed off from Mine, I believe Mine to Bloomfield. So all the behind this, you know, on the off streets, everybody can park.
All right, Mine is right around a corner here.
Well, Mine is down the other, right here.
No, it's right around a
right
corner.
Here,
yeah.
Right, but then to Bloomfield Avenue will be closed.
Bloomfield
down.
Is to where the statue is, or?
No, to where the clock is on the bank.
Oh, okay.
So everything's going to be in front of the courthouse. We're closing that road from Mine to Bloomfield. And we'll have tables set up so people for all the different venues that we're going to have there. We're not selling things. The only thing we will be selling are luminaries that will people can buy in honor and memory, whatever it is for others in their family or loved ones. And the candles are going to be battery-operated candles. We decided we don't want any issues. And we're expecting we could have about 200 people coming down to this event. So we've ordered enough things for 200 people. And that's when they were saying about the candlelight vigil, that's really where so much of the emotional impact will come in. And holding on to the light, everybody will get that candle, put on the battery, and they will leave holding on to that light.
Are you collecting any, for the treasurer here, are you collecting any monies while you're doing this?
We are also selling T-shirts, I believe, for $20.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
But
selling
we're
the
not.
T-shirts. We have... Safe Harbor did send out a letter on behalf of the students and Safe Harbor asking for financial donations to help us offset this because Safe Harbor, again, is an all-volunteer nonprofit, so we don't have much funds. And the community has been very, very generous. We've gotten donations from here. Somebody reached out to me who lost a child by suicide, and actually their daughter will be performing with us as well, and they've reached out and they've helped contribute financially to this event. Because what we do hope that we can raise some funds, that this is not going to be a one-and-done deal. These kids have worked too hard, and there will be a sense of, you know, when you work for something so hard and then suddenly it's all over. So we anticipate doing something at least once every 6 to 8 weeks, probably not at this magnitude, but something that will involve music and healing and awareness of mental illness.
As long as you get a 2XL shirt and hold it on the side for me, I'll, you know.
We can do that.
Okay. And one of my questions is, unless you have something.
What?
One of my questions is, what can NAMI do to help you?
What can NAMI do? I think just one thing is just spreading the word. I think that'd be a great thing. I think our name has already been out there, and we've already been able to get a lot of people to come out. But I think even just from NAMI's perspective, if you're able to get more people to come and more people who maybe need help and who might need an event like this and who will be positively impacted, people who need information on mental illness, if you can get them to come, like, even that is just great.
I'll twist my wife's arm to send out the email to
yeah, that would be wonderful.
That she has
yeah.
to everybody, you know. And it was at May 19th?
Mm-hmm. We really want to be able to impact as many people as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would make sense, you know.
Are you hearing from other schools in the area or outside of the area? Just curious if it's spread to elementary schools or something.
We have a really big involvement within 100 and Central. Our Polytech
sure.
program has been involved. Our musical program has been heavily involved in the whole process. And we're a school of 3,000 people, so like
right.
it's a lot of people
You've got
who
a
are
lot.
Really being involved
sure.
in the process.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, they may recognize you as a club, right?
I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just drives me nuts when they...
It's frustrating.
It's very frustrating,
yeah.
you know, because you're doing a lot of such good work, and, you know, they list every other club on there that, you know,
And when we did the math, 1 in 5, you're talking about 600 students
yes.
who are afflicted in one way or the other with
right.
some mental health issues.
Even within that, it's like 20-30% of those students are actually receiving help for their mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So the amount
That's
of kids
right.
at our school who can't receive treatment, who might be don't know they have a mental illness or anything like that, it's so many people are affected.
That's right.
Aren't being reached.
Sure.
Which is just a big problem.
And you
problem.
Know,
yeah.
And they've done a couple year survey again, and now they brought it down to 1 in 4.
Wow.
You know, and. So, you know, when you figure 25% of the world's population, that's a heck of a lot of people.
I know we're up to 750.
Actually, I did a paper on that recently, and that comes out to 1.9 billion people.
Okay.
That's a ton of people. It's way too many.
I mean, you know, 1.9 billion people. You know.
It's too many people that are going without treatment.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of that,
a lot of those people get treatment and then stop, mm-hmm. you know, which is another problem that, you know, people face with their loved ones who, you know, well, they feel better and they stop.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. It's not really
well, the reason they're feeling better is because they took the medicine, you know, but, you know, trying to comprehend that sometimes is a little difficult for people, you know.
Larry, I want to ask a question. Besides this big event, what are some little everyday steps or actions that your club is taking to help kids? Or goals?
I feel like just the biggest thing that we do is having our meetings on Mondays, which they're not that, like, we don't do big events every single time, but I feel like just providing a space for people to come and just talk about things that are happening in the media that maybe they're not able to talk with about other people in the school. Like, if there's a, you know, these terrible shootings that have been happening, like, that impacts mm-hmm. everybody. And that, and we just want to help people just process their emotions in that way. And I feel like that's one of the biggest things that we're able to do as a club.
And we also have a school bulletin board, which is in it's in one of the hallways, and we change it about every month, or we try to at least. And it usually contains like images and texts and statistics about some area of mental health or awareness or some component of that. And that helps to spread awareness throughout the school because it's really visible when people walk by it. And a lot of people stop and read that.
So you're saying every single Monday after school?
Yeah, during our, we have a period called a tutorial after school.
Okay.
Where it's like our fifth block, but you can go home before that. It's mm-hmm. like a study hall, basically.
Right.
And that's okay. when all the clubs meet.
Mm-hmm.
I would also say probably another big thing we do is the Nanny Walk. Mm-hmm. That's really our, used to be our big event for mm-hmm. our school year before this event came to be and all that.
You're talking
of stuff.
About the one down on?
The one in Mercer, yeah.
Oh, the one in Mercer County, mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah. That's the one that we go to every year, because going down to the shore is just too far of a drive for a bunch of 17-year-olds to make every year.
And that's the closest one,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
We had something right in Flemington once, didn't we, Larry, a few years ago? It was a little...
Quite a few years ago,
yeah.
though.
Okay.
But, yeah, Mercer is probably the closest. Mm-hmm.
They do a really great job, too.
Yeah.
It's always a really good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's usually right around the time that NAMI New Jersey has theirs down the shore.
Yeah, like a week apart.
Yeah, a week or two difference, yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, they should spread it a lot.
I guess we'll have to have one in Hunterdon then.
We can do that.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Yeah. That might be something you might want to think about, mm-hmm. you know,
definitely.
Down a road, you know. Did you put this in the Democrat, that what's coming up, or are you going to put it in the Democrat? Or?
I have reached out to local newspapers, to Channel 12. I haven't gotten a lot of feedback back, so we're hoping it is covered, though. We put it on all social media. People have reached out. So I'm hoping it gets that coverage. If you have any pull, we'd be only too happy to take anything you can offer to get that here, because it's going to be, I think, a rather larger event than even we may be anticipating.
You know, my pull at the Democrat is left.
Yeah, I don't think that's much.
Yeah, 17 years ago I left the Democrat.
I think tapping to Flemington is really the one.
Sure.
So I have reached out to mm-hmm. them.
Do you see this as a totally somber event, or do you think there will be some joy mixed in, or what do you think?
I think that there's... Obviously, it's a very heavy subject. Mm-hmm. Mental illness and suicide, they're very serious topics. But I also think that there's also, like, power in being able to speak on your experiences with that. So I think while people maybe will walk away from this event with, like, a heavy heart and be like, wow, I processed and witnessed a lot, I think that it can also be a very empowering event. And I always think hearing other people's stories and the things that they've been through, while can be a very upsetting thing, can also really be a call to action and a really powerful thing. So that's really our sword.
And also with the music and such mm-hmm. that you're playing, that lifts the, what do you call it? What's the word? The mood,
yeah.
Right.
And, well, and we have some of the students are doing their own original pieces that they've written, as well as some contemporary music. But also there's going to be other activities because we do want families to come. So we have some stations where children will be able to do some craft kind of items, as well as we ordered some inspirational temporary tattoos so people will be able to get the inspirational words tattooed on. It's temporary. We have some hairdressers coming who are going to help us with mental health color being green, spray painting their hair green, or doing a braid and painting it. So we're going to have other activities as well, and stations. And these kids also did an amazing job of writing up flyers that have so much information on them that it is amazing. I told them they got to put their little logo on it because I thought they got it right off the internet, but they developed them themselves. It's in Spanish and English, and extremely impressive. Hmm. Also, they were encouraged, and they did do this, that having parents understand and the community understanding what teens may be going through and how, you know, very often we just say it's just a stage or they're just going through something. It's typical teenager.
Yeah.
So really to bring that awareness, and I think the kids have done an excellent job of communicating that through their flyers as well.
Hey, Alex, how about you and I do face painting?
We're doing that.
They're going to have some professionals. What is with the green hair? Please tell us. Green hair. I don't know the significance of that.
Green is like the color for mental health awareness.
We're just doing a little
strand if you want it. It's not permanent or anything like that. It's just like the spray.
That's where our business cards are green.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Now, when you say face painting, we were at Raritan Township last year, had a community day or something, you know. So NAMI had a table there, and these cheerleaders come up, and they were talking to us, and they said, why don't you go get your face painted? I says, okay, where? She says, down there. So I walked down to the table, and they're looking at me, and they says, what do you want painted? I says, how about Batman? You know, so they painted Batman on my face, right?
I think that would look great, Larry.
And I walked around, and everybody's looking at me, going, "Whoa!"
Whoa.
You know? I says, "I left my cape at home. What can I tell you?" The two cops that were there were talking to somebody in the thing, and they did one of those turnaround looks. You know, I said, "Hi, how are you?" You know, but no, I think it's cool. You know, because a lot of people, well, kids too. You know, not only kids, but adults, you know, get around and, you know, get lost in things like this, like I did, you know, and, you know, you walk around with your face painted, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know about green hair. I don't have that much hair, you know, for green, okay. But,
I have a question. What are some inspirational words that you're going to be giving out or saying, some messages?
I think just the name of our event, Hold On to the Light, is probably a big one. Although that's not really being given out. It's on our t-shirts, it's on the banners, on the posters. And it's basically just being able to not give up hope and hold on to, like, the positive in your life. And as far as, like, the stuff that we're handing out,
I think on some of the temporary tattoos we have, just breathe in a nice script that you can just, you know, get for yourself. What else?
We got about four or five different things. And the company that worked with us, just to plug them. We had a company, everybody that I've reached out to, because it usually needed the adult to do, has offered some kind of discount or something. We only had like $200 to spend on those tattoos, and they said, order that. How many do you want? We said 200. We'll make up the difference and give you the 200. So companies even have been, we've got beautiful letters from these different companies affirming us on this event and knowing that we got the teens involved and how inspirational that is for other communities. So that's why I said what Flemington is really on the map,
mm-hmm,
of this one.
Right. No, I think that, you know, it's just, it's very hard for me to praise it enough. Because, no, seriously, because I think you guys are really doing a great job. And to be as young as you are and have as much insight as to what is out there in a mental health issue, and try to help, you know, people who have this issue. Even sometimes people don't know they have it, you know, and they just think of, oh, this is, you know, I'm just going through like you said before, I'm going through a phase. Well, you know, you know, we all get depressed. Everybody. I don't care who they are. All right. You lose your job. You break up with your girlfriend. You know, you have a car accident. You total your, you know, favorite car or whatever. So you could get depressed. The difference between getting depressed and having depression is the length of time it lasts. Yeah. You know, yeah. I know, like I said before, I have four kids. And at the time, I had a mortgage and car payments and taxes. And our company was bought and a whole bunch of us lost our jobs. Well, I was depressed. You know? But then I got to thinking after 3 days, you better get yourself out there and get another job, car, right? Because it's, you know, you got all these bills to pay and people, you know, and kids to feed and yada, yada. But the difference between a week and 6 months or every day is, you know, the difference between being, you know, having depression and being depressed. And, you know, it's just amazing to me that you guys are doing this, because I really feel like, you know, you're at your age and doing this, I think, is awesome. I really do.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, I really do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that.
Right.
Okay.
I agree. I have a question. At the event, somebody mentioned something about composite stories. Are kids going to tell real stories, or are they going to read composite stories about other people, or how's that going to work?
So I think it just depends. So for the walk in your shoes portion, or walk in someone who has a mental illness's shoes, for that portion of the event, it really depends on what story you get, because what we did is we got everybody in the mental health club that we run at school to help write all the different stories. And obviously a lot of people in the club suffer from mental illnesses, so although they may not be writing on a particular mental illness that they have suffered from, we're still trying to take the experiences that some people have gone through and kind of intertwine them with the stories, even if they're not like a completely personal, autobiographical story.
Okay. Right.
We have to take another quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We're very privileged to have with us today a group of teenagers and Carol DeVore, who's not quite a teenager, but just a little above it,
The teenagers are from Strides Against Stigma from 100 Central High School. We have Aliana Whalen, who's the vice president, Alex Davies, who's the treasurer, and Jesse Milo?
Mello.
I keep want to say Milo. I don't know why, but I'm sorry. Jesse Mello, okay. Who's the secretary. And we were talking on the break, and Jesse, why don't you address what you were talking about on the break?
So my favorite thing about this event that is going to happen is because, so Carol said previously that she wanted originally for this to be an event for local artists to be able to present themselves in this, you know, the local stage. But it actually turned into more of like students that wanted to perform. And I feel like it's really important for students to be able to speak about their feelings in a very artistic way, because all of the students that want to perform were students that were impacted very heavily by the tragedy that occurred at 100 and Central. And I feel like at our school, honestly, there wasn't much support that was given to those students. And the Safe Harbor has provided a very nice place for us to go and just talk about our emotions freely without feeling that we have to conform to like the social norms of school and everything. So this event is really for students that need a place to talk about their feelings.
Yeah, and, you know, that's great that there is such a place to go to and talk about, you know. Because a lot of times with the economic situation the way it is, a lot of times both parents are working and, you know, they come home and they're, you know, blah, 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 and there's not a relationship per se between them, you know. And that's a shame. And, you know, but yeah, I think that a lot of times people who have a little bit of artistic talent can say things through their art. You know, Bruce Springsteen didn't say anything about being depressed till he wrote Depression and used that as a song to get it out. Then he started talking about it. But he wrote the song and sang it first numerous times before he came out and admitted that he had it. And, you know, it's anybody can get it. You know, it's not, you know, it's not like they say, oh, give it to me, I want it. You know, it just, it happens. It's a chemical imbalance of the brain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't make the person any worse or any better or whatever, but it's just, you know. And I know I give presentations once a month to Educational Services Commission, and we do a PowerPoint, or the lady I would do it with does a PowerPoint. I don't know anything about PowerPoints. But we list a whole bunch of names of people, famous people over the year. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones I always look at is Buzz Aldrin. Here's a guy who walked on the moon,
yeah.
You know, was an astronaut, went through extensive training to be an astronaut, and suffers from severe depression. And credits his wife for getting him through the training to make sure he took his medication. Then he divorced her at the end, but I don't know, you know, I don't know what that has to do with the price of potatoes in Idaho, but, you know, anyway. But, you know, I think that what you guys are doing, I think, is awesome. And I think it's great to have local people, students, whatever, either singing or playing or reciting poetry or whatever they're doing, because I think that is, you know, really a way for them to get their feelings out.
And Larry, building on that support issue, kids, would you like to see a lot of parents there? How important are parents to just kids' mental health and also to coming to this event?
Okay. I feel like because, you know, I'm Colombian, that's obviously it's a minority. And I feel like people from minority groups, personally, my family doesn't really believe in mental illness, and that just the sheer lack of support, like I'm grateful that I don't have a mental illness, because if I did, I would have no support at all. And so I feel like being able to get parents to come to this event and to really be educated, like with the flyers that we made, like I translated all the ones in Spanish to make sure that people who aren't educated maybe in other countries are able to learn and come and maybe support their children in the future if they realize that they have developed or have had a mental illness all this time and they didn't know. I feel like that's a really, really important thing to happen.
And I think that there is a very large Hispanic population in Hunterdon County, mm-hmm. and to translate that into Spanish I think is great. That's why Mental Health Matters, our radio show, I convinced a
Spanish woman to do it in Spanish on Tuesdays. You know, and she happened to be my neighbor across the street for quite a while before she moved. But, you know, and I think that it helps because, there, like I said, there's a large Hispanic population in the county, or in Flemington alone, you know, let alone the county. You know.
Yeah, and in that culture, as you said, your parents, mental illness is not really accepted, generalizing here.
Yeah, but. I feel like, yeah, I mean, just personally from my experience, they might try and, like, they might want to support if after a while of maybe explaining it to them, but I feel like overall the idea of mental illness is more of like a something that doesn't, like, it's something that you could just get over or, like, mm-hmm. you could just power through it, but obviously, like, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If someone wanted some more information on the late event or about your Strides Against Stigma organization, how would they get it? Email, phone?
Carol? I don't know if I was for Safe Harbor, you would.
Yeah. So, Safe Harbor, we're right on downtown Flemington at 171 Main Street, the second floor. It's a corner of Church and Main. Our phone number is 908-268-4284. And the email, sadly, it's my personal email, at cdvoor@hotmail.com. And I can always get messages to the students, and they may have some other information to give about your thinking.
Hotmail.com, huh? What happened to Gmail?
Oh, yeah.
Hotmail. All
dating
right.
yourself.
I couldn't exactly. resist. I'm sorry.
Right.
How about a website? Does your club have a website?
We do not have a website, and we are not on our school's website either.
Yeah,
okay. Carol, how about your website?
We can make a change to that.
Okay.
Our website is www.gosafeharbor.org. And as we speak, I have a student from Polytech at 100 Central, who has been working on redoing our website. He's my, what do you call it? He's doing his internship with me. So he's doing that. And I believe, just to plug another thing, he says, I don't even know it yet, we're going to be probably part of a hackathon and figure out how we can now attach something for Strides Against Stigma onto our website. Because Safe Harbor is what we call a trauma-sensitive center. I'm not a therapist. I don't do therapy there. But it's a trauma-sensitive center, so people feel safe when they come. We have a group for little children who've suffered some trauma who come and have facilitated play. So the Strides Against Stigma will have a special location if they can get their own website within Safe Harbors.
Great.
And, just as a reference, for our club, Strides Against Stigma, we meet every Mondays in 804. At 100 Central. If there are any students who would like to come to our meetings, they're always very casual. There's no pressure for you if you do have a mental illness to, you know, have to talk openly about it if you don't feel comfortable doing so. But it's also a safe environment where if you do want to do so, you're here to talk about that kind of stuff.
And what time's your meeting start?
2 o'clock. So it's right after school ends during tutorial.
Anything else?
Oh, so you're not there today for your
no,
2 o'clock
not.
Meeting. I guess somebody else is going to have to take
yeah.
care of that. Okay.
We try to keep meetings consistent every week, but sometimes
sure.
it just doesn't work
mm-hmm.
out.
Okay.
I'll get it out. Your light event, mm-hmm. May 19th,
yes.
from 6 to 10 mm-hmm. on Main Street. And you're going to have shirts for sale mm-hmm. and
face painting.
I'm sorry?
Luminaries. Are also for sale. And then obviously everything else is free. So any of the tables or the music, if you just want to stop by, everything else is free.
Okay. I think it's awesome. I think it really is. I just can't say it enough because I'm just really impressed with it. I'm serious, you know, because when my son first got ill and drank a 2-gallon can of turpentine and didn't burn his whole insides out, and the doctors were amazed that he didn't, and then spent almost the next 3 years in state hospital. And when he came out, he was in and out of the hospital more times than I care to remember or care to even count. And he was 20. So there was nothing, you know, at that time for him to, when he came out of the hospital, to think. And it was just like back in, back out, in and out, local hospitals, other, you know, whatever. But to have a group such as yours maybe save someone for spending 3 years in a mental state mental institution, that is awesome, you know. And just to know that it's out there as a resource if someone doesn't have family or whatever, they can go to you guys and be, you guys can be the family. You know, well, at least you, they can talk,
yeah.
And you guys will listen, you know, and understand, and you know, compensate with them, you know. So, I think it's wonderful, and I can't thank you guys enough for coming. Why don't you give the phone number again in the last minute, and your
address.
Hotmail thing
Hotmail.
There.
And actually, tonight we are having another planning meeting. Anybody is welcome. The address for Safe Harbor is 171 Main Street, second floor. You come in the back door. It is the corner of Church and Main Street. The number is 908-268-4284. And the email address for Safe Harbor is cdvoor@hotmail.com.
Ladies and Alex.
thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming and taking
the
time.
Keep up the good work.
And we will have you back. I guarantee it. You will come back. Okay. And, you know, just keep up the good work. All right. And if you need anything, reach out to Nami Hunterton because if we can help in any way, we will. Okay. And you've been listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back same time, same station next week. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterton is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, President Trump held a news conference with President Buhari of Nigeria. One of the things President Trump was asked about was the folks trying to get into the United States from Central America.
We are a nation of laws. We have to have borders. We don't have borders, we don't have a country. And I've been watching for weeks as the caravan came up. And you know, the Mexican laws are very tough on immigration, extremely tough. And it started out with way over 1,000 people. I guess now it's down to about 100. going all through Mexico. People don't realize what a big country Mexico is, but it came down by a lot. And now we're working on the border with the worst laws any country, no matter where you go, all over the world, they can't even believe it.
And with a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street, currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average today is trading down a few points with an hour left of trading. This is USA Radio News.
And you know, the Mexican
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make,
tough.
Is this actually going to work?
It started out with
well, if you've heard about Medishare,
people,
which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? So did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined Medishare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, Medishare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now.